Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Lama Beis, Brachos 32, on the bottom of Lama Beis, Lama Beis, on the bottom of 32b, the Gemara takes up the discussion which we had done in the Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, which her Mishnah had taught at the start of the fifth chapter, that even if a king, while one is praying, even if a king comes over and asks for your welfare, afila mel sholel b'shlomo, or yeshivenu, a person should not respond to the king in the middle of the Amida. So in this context, our Gemara says, Amar of Yosef lo shanu el malcha Yisrael. When do we say that you shouldn't respond to a king if that was a king from one of the Jewish kings? Because there, under those circumstances, the person who is praying is not going to put himself in danger by not responding. Avo malchi akum, but to a king of the idolaters, for whom, if he does not answer the king, there is the concern that the king will kill him. Then posek, then under those circumstances, that under those circumstances he should interrupt his prayers in order not to endanger himself. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Dalet Sif Hey that if a person interrupts his prayers on account of his safety, he's concerned that he has to respond to a Gentile king, under those circumstances he should return to the beginning of the Amida. That's the baseline. Then there are exceptions, but we see from here that Rav Yosef says that for an idolater king, a person should actually interrupt their prayers out of a danger. And the Gemara challenges Rav Yosef from the following incident. We have a brisa, and the brisa says, Hamispalo, if somebody is praying for Ra Anos, and he saw that a person is coming ba kenegdo, is if he, and he sees that somebody wants to come and kill him, is going to be in his presence, or ra karon ba kenegdo, or he saw that there's a wagon coming and the wagon presents a threat to him that it can hit him, a person should not interrupt their prayers, but rather they should immediately shorten their prayers and stop the praying. So we see from here that even if it's a time of danger, a person should not interrupt their prayers, but he should shorten their prayers. And now, like Rav Yosef says with respect to the idolater king, that they should interrupt their prayers, because this brisa says just shorten the prayers. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Hada, I have Charlotte Katzer. Then, in a circumstance where it's possible to shorten them before the person who's trying to kill him or the wagon comes, then you should do that. Yikatzer. Vimlav. But if it's not a possibility to shorten the prayers, then a person should posek, then a person should interrupt their prayers and stop what they're doing. So then the Gemara says another brisa where there was an incident, Maisa Bechasid Echad, that there was an incident with a pious person. And generally speaking, the Gemara in Baba Kama 103b says anytime we have an incident with a chasid, it refers to either Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Eli. And this chassid was praying on the road. He was praying on the road. Basar echad. And so then a ruler came by, a local ruler, a nobleman. It's clear from the story that he's not the head king, but a noble person came by. And the nobleman, or the local ruler, gave a greeting to this pious person, to the chassid, but the chassid did not respond. He didn't respond. So the Gemara says, Himtin lo ad shesiyem tefilaso. So the sar, the nobleman, waited until the chassid finished his prayers. And la'achar shesiyem tefilaso, after he finished his prayers, he said to him, Reika, you empty one. It says in your Torah, Raki shamer lecha, guard yourself, ushmor nafshecha, and guard your soul a great deal. And so we see from here, v'ksiv, and it also states in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 15, v'nishmartem od l'nafshecheichem, you shall guard your souls greatly. And we see from this, a person needs to guard themselves from a place of danger. And if that's the case, kishenasatu ha-shalom, lama lo chazarta li-shalom, how come you didn't return my greetings? Imayisichotech roshcha b'sayif, miayatoveas demchamiyadi, if I would cut off your neck with a sword, who's going to be able to make a claim against me? I have immunity. I would not be in trouble. So the chassid said, Hamtein liyad shefayas chabedvarm. He says, don't kill me. I'm going to appease you with words. And what were the words that he said to him? He said, Ilu ha'isi If you were standing in front of a king of flesh and blood, and your friend came and granted and gave you greetings while you're talking to the king, under those circumstances, would you return it? He says, no, of course not. And if you did that, what would happen to you? He said, they would chop off my head. He says, of course. It's a logical argument. You were standing only in front of a king of flesh and blood, who's today here and tomorrow is in the grave, and you wouldn't interrupt your conversation to greet somebody else. Anisha, you see, Omer of Nimelchem, I was standing before God Himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuchai V'Kayam, He's eternal, forever and ever. How much more so should I not interrupt my prayers to greet you? Miyanit Spayez Oso Asar, that prince was immediately appeased. And the chassid went home in peace. So we see from here that the person asked him correctly, how were you able to endanger your life? So there's a dispute amongst the commentaries. One say that he wasn't really endangering his life because he knew that he would be able to convince the tsar that he was correct in his actions, or he knew that the tsar was going to give him a chance to speak. However, the Sefer Chassidim says, you know, really, if a person is doing a mitzvah, a person is allowed the person did good, because even though he endangered his life, it was for the purpose of a mitzvah, and he was still allowed to do it.